Good evening, church. It's good to have you all here tonight. We're going to do something again this year that we did last year, the last service of the year, and we had called it our blessings and praise service, a time of a little bit of a reflection on things that have happened in the past year, and specifically blessings and praises. And one of the things that stands out to me, George made a comment earlier, you know, we can always find negative things to dwell on, but if we stop and consider, we've all been truly blessed and the Lord deserves our praises for sure. So just to give you a little bit of a heads up, if you would like to consider mentioning a praise personally, we'll have a time where you can do that, a praise or a blessing. That can be individually, it can be for the congregations as a whole, whatever. But if you, like we've had happen before at camp, if you start ranting and raving about something else, the mic will be shut off. I should say particularly youth camp. We had one year at youth camp where a girl sang a Taylor Swift song, oddly enough, and then kept the mic afterwards and went off on everybody in the auditorium about all the haters out there and everything, and Mark Roberts was the one in charge that night, and I said, why didn't you take the microphone away from her? Well, I didn't know what she was going to say. I said, that's why you got to be careful. Got to be careful. Anyway, we'll pray nothing like that happens this evening. But we do have several things that I have asked individuals to comment on, and it probably just be a couple minutes on each thing. But obviously here at the church, just looking around at each other, we've got a lot to be thankful for, friends and family, fellow Christians that help us in our daily walk with the Lord. So the first one, though, we're going to have, and you guys will just use this mic here, because I'm probably just going to sit there instead of moving up and down. Dylan is going to give us an update on the children's home and some of the activities and things going on there. And I asked Hal if he'd do it, and he didn't want to do it so much that he went all the way down to Georgia. So he said, I'll have Dylan do it. So anyway, we'll have Dylan come up and share some things, some blessings.
So yeah, I'm here on behalf of the children's home. Not that I'm usually here anyway. But so yeah, you don't get Hal, you get me today. But first off, I want to start by saying thank you to the Church of Christ at Harlan. You guys are one of our greatest supporters at the children's home. You guys do so much for us all the time, and it's amazing. So ever since WCCH has become a bigger part of the church here at Harlan, we have never had a need that wasn't filled. Because if there was ever a need that needed to be filled, you guys did it in one way or another. we knew that we could ask Harlan for anything, and Harlan or one of its members would fulfill that duty and step in. And it happens all year around, whether if it's with our benefit auction, our golf outing, whether if there's electrical work around our property, donating propane tanks for our new building, using connections through the businesses that you guys are a part of to get us discounts. There's so many different things that you guys have stepped up to do for us and came through for us, and I just want to say thank you for that. The first thing I kind of want to talk about is our house parent situation. As most of you know, we are getting new house parents in both houses. I will say when WCCH first started coming or attending here at Harlan about 5 or 6 years ago, Hal always said that Harlan would produce a set of house parents for the children's home one day. Well, you guys didn't just produce one set of house parents, but you guys ended up producing two sets of house parents for us. Two couples that saw the need, were presented with the opportunity and ran with it. The first couple is Adam and Brooklyn Cooper. They will be starting January 1st, 2023. They'll be moving in on January 7th, which if you are willing to help with that, let me, Adam, or Hal know with the moving. They'll be taking over Angel House, which is the house that the Henshins were a part of. And we are excited and thankful that Adam and Brooklyn realized the opportunity that God laid in front of them to be able to serve at WCCH. Adam and Brooklyn both have some amazing qualities and abilities that will be very useful to the children's home, hopefully for years to come. I think Adam and Brooklyn always wanted to get into some kind of ministry, but they didn't know what they wanted to do. And I think that's why they were both so eager and excited about this opportunity that was laid in front of them to serve at the Woodburn Christian Children's Home. And second, we have the other set of house parents that will be starting in May is Tyler and Alyssa Hosteler. They have accepted the role for our second set of house parents for Ark House. They'll be starting on May 15th of 2023, and they'll be moving in on May 29th, which is that Memorial Day. They'll be taking the place of the Woolards at Ark House. And we are so excited and thankful that Tyler and Alyssa heeded the call to be house parents at the children's home. I don't know if they ever thought that they would be in this position or even have the opportunity to do this, but I'm glad that they were and that they accepted it and that they wanted to do it with eagerness and excitement. but I actually started talking to Tyler about this role probably about 3 months ago. And literally the first time I talked to him about it, he said that he would love to do it. It was the first time I talked to him about it, and that he wouldn't have any problem giving up his life right now that he has to serve as a house parent at WCCH. And Alyssa, it did take a little bit of convincing from Tyler's side and my side, but eventually she, after we answered some questions, she was very excited about the opportunity as well. So both Tyler and Alyssa are very skilled and knowledgeable in many different areas and many different things, and they bring a unique skill set and unique backgrounds with some of the things that they know and some of the things that they've been through, and we are excited to have them become a part of the family at WCCH as well. And I hope they are excited as well, and I'm glad that they heeded the call to serve at the WCCH. Now, our house parents that we currently have right now, the Henshins move out on the 30th of this month, and the Woolards move out in May. So as for them, please still pray for them as they look for new jobs and places to live, and even reach out to them and see if they need help with anything. I know they would definitely appreciate the support and prayers from you guys. And last thing is the Strong and Courageous Learning and Counseling Center that we're building. If you've been out to the Children's Home anytime recently, you see that we're building a big new building. This building will be a central hub of hope for kids for years to come. It will have a nice big gym area, a tutoring center, counseling rooms, a chapel, office spaces, a warming kitchen, and much more. It will be a little under 14,000 square feet, and right now we are 85% funded for that right now, which is a huge blessing on our part. And we haven't really had to borrow any money from agencies. So this building will help children discover God's calling through biblical studies, academics, vocational exploration, and even healing from abuse, neglect, and trauma that they may have encountered earlier in their life. See, every child and every person needs a champion in their life. And this building will help these kids who have been through so much in their life, way more than I have. They have been through so much in their life, realize that Christ is and can be their champion, their savior. This building is a hub of hope. And thank you guys so much for all that you do. Thank you for all the support that that you give to us each and every year. Thank you.
To continue on, and there is, I tried to make sure there was a fine line between giving our annual meeting updates and sharing some blessings and things of that nature. However, if anybody's disappointed that the annual meeting could be shorter, let me know, right? So but it doesn't even hurt to double dip and be reminded when we look at some of these things. One of the things I wanted to share again, and I thank Dylan for pointing out, again, not for tooting our own horn, but for giving God the glory for the things that we're able to do because of the love and the support that the congregation gives continually. We have picked up a new ministry, the 1015 Thailand Mission. We've talked about that. You can go on Facebook and on their website and pick up those. They had sent a plea out about 6 months ago, needing more support to accomplish what they were looking at over there. And that was about the time I had asked the guys for us to start considering different missions. I started praying as well. Oddly enough, an email came to Miriam in the office within the next couple weeks that kind of set us into this. And after doing some, I actually knew several different congregations and preachers and mission contacts that were working with them. We had decided to add them to our giving on a trial basis, trying to make sure we're doing the right thing. In their newsletter that came back at the end of the year, they only had one new congregation supporting them in all of their requests. And so I was thankful that Harlan was able to once again step up and meet that call, whether it's on the mission field in our own backyard or it's a mission field across the country or around the world to be able to help out in those things. All right, so I just wanted to share a little bit about that with the Millers over there in Thailand. But hopefully we're going to get them scheduled in. They're going to at least be here on a Sunday in June or July when they come back, and then we're hoping to maybe even get them into the family camp in July as well, so we can all get to know them a little bit better. But Bobby Joe actually grew up in Hicksville, and Matthew grew up in Cincinnati, so we're just hopefully get to know them better. All right, we're going to turn over this time to Ryan. He's going to share a little bit of the youth group.
Well, good evening, church. So I have been asked to do this, to give a little update on youth group for the whole year. So I wasn't available to do this last year. This is actually the first Christmas day in literally 3 years that I have not been sick. So that's a blessing in itself. So I'm thankful for that. So when me and Nicole decided to help out with the youth group, one of the things that we talked about with Dylan especially was the fact that how important it is not only to have a youth group, but to make sure that these kids are seeing each other all the time. We want kids involved. We want them to come to the youth group studies. We want them to come to community like outreaches and stuff. So we'll go through just a couple of things that we did this year. We had a very busy year in the youth group. Our first year was 2020, so actually we didn't get to do as much as we wanted to, so this was a very good year for us. Let's see, go through the list. We had 38 youth group events. We had 19 Bible studies. We do two a month. We all went through, we asked the kids at the beginning of the year, so we realize how much it, how important it is for kids to stay in the Word. So one of those things we did was with the Bible app, we decided to go through some Bible plans as well. We went through 28 Bible plans this whole year with the kids, and they can read and they can comment and we can talk about it. We welcomed three new youth group members this year. We had Braden Eckright, Daron Woolard, and our first, and I think ever, foreign exchange student from France, Hadrian, and we haven't caused an international incident yet, so I think that's pretty good. Now, I will say, if you hear Xander asking Hadrian questions about France, I think we have set back relations a little bit with that. But, you know, Hadrian is a great sport. He is a worker. When we go out to these community outreach programs, he is all over the place asking, and if when he gets done with one thing, he asks if he can do something else. So it is a great to have Hadrian all here, all the way here from France. So we hosted Bachelor Creek, a church that is that what's over in Ohio, right? Wabash, that's right, correct, yeah. So we had them in, we had a movie night with them, and then we had for dinner the next day. And then they helped us out around the church as well. We had youth group movie night. Let's see, we went bowling this year, which was fun. Dylan is the best. I am the worst. We had two of our own movie nights, one at the church, and then we had one at me and Nicole's house. We had our Kings Island trip. Did the kids enjoy that? Yes, they did. Dylan took the kids to Hillsboro, which he had a pretty big group for Hillsboro. And then he took a couple of the kids to Wididja. We had a back-to-school bonfire, which happened to get rained out, but that's okay. We adapted. We served at Harlan Days this year. And last year when they asked us, they had nobody that had signed up to help out yet. And we were the first ones to do so, and they were super excited to have us. And the kids are hard workers. They're out there. We have our Harlan Church of Christ shirts on. We're just showing our light, we're showing Christ's light, helping out. That's what we do. And then we also helped out again for the second year in a row at the auction, and Children's Homes are always appreciative of that. We had the second annual Youth Advance, which was just a blast. We had amazing weather, and we had a great turnout, heard a lot of great messages. We had our third annual Ugly Sweater Party just this last week. We mailed out 49 cards. Raise your hand here if you've gotten a card from the youth group. Yeah. And sometimes the kids come in, we're like, we have cards you need to sign. And I think sometimes the kids glaze it over. But when you hear the feedback of somebody that's gotten one of those cards, and even though it is just the youth group saying, get better, or congratulations, or we miss you, it means a lot. Most importantly, we had three baptisms in the youth group this year. We had Charlotte from the children's home, Aaliyah, and Carly, all from the children's home. But that's what's most important. We to make sure that these kids are becoming Christians. That's the goal, right? That's the goal. From all of us here at the youth group, we want to thank you all for your support throughout 2022. You have opened up your homes to us for like the progressive dinner, which I know a lot of you helped out with, and a lot of you opened up your homes. We had the scavenger hunt, which was fun, and other events, even though sometimes last minute events, when our bonfire got rained out, Mark and Angie just so graciously opened up their basement to 29 wet teenagers, which, yeah, ended up being a little bit, but we thank you for that. We thank all of you for that. We thank all of you for your donations. Constantly, how many times I'm out there and then I just see, hey, this is for the youth group and it's money, and it's, we couldn't be more thankful for that. We couldn't, you guys show us much support, and we hope that these kids show you guys love as well. You all are a blessing to our youth group. But lastly, I just want to say, I know I tell the kids sometimes, and I know you've heard this before, that the kids are the future of the church. Sometimes I think it's correct, but it's also wrong. If you've seen the kids this month, the ones that are up here, doing openings, doing communion meditations, the ones that are out there greeting, singing. They're the church now. They're helping us out now. We had, I think, 6 kids graduate from our youth group in May. Seniors that don't have to come back. The majority of them do, though. They still want to help out. Because we know as leaders, we need to train new leaders to come along and to help us out with the youth group. So, but from all of us, we just thank you so much.
I appreciate Ryan sharing that with us because it is a reminder to us as we do those in our own backyard, those across around the world, that those kids here are as much of a mission as kind of goes along with Rick's class this morning of the family and the church training and raising them up to be what they need to be. And yes, we are grateful for them and all the things that they do, but adults, don't forget to do our part then to make sure that we pass that on so that they have something to pass on. So very good. I figured Ryan would probably mention how many ones in the youth group they had become Christians. And so I held off for this one until after that. But had something I think was pretty cool in the church. Would we like to have more? Yes. We did have 11 baptisms this past year. And as I was going through my records a month or so ago, I told the elders, I said, hey, I said, tell me if you think this is neat, because I thought it was. So we had 11 baptisms in the church this year, and they were administrated by 11 different people. And so I just thought that was a really cool thing as I started look whether it happened at youth camp or whether it happened at the church here or where, we did have 11 baptisms, but 11 different people were the ones that buried them in and brought them out of that watery grave. And so what that tells me is that everybody, we're working as a unit, as the body of Christ, bringing more members to the body of Christ. And yes, many of those were maybe a dad getting to baptize one of their children, or maybe a mentor getting to baptize someone else, but still to have that impact across the board like that, I thought was a pretty neat thing and worth mentioning. So just consider next year, this as we work in 2023, that if each one would go out and bring one, and continue those efforts. And obviously we pray for faithfulness on their part as well. And that's a part of what the rest of the people may not be actually putting them down in the water, but the rest of them can pray for them, can encourage them, and let them know that we're all glad no matter what their age. Because as Ryan shared and we've shared before, once you come out of that watery grave, you're not a part of the future church. You are the church, and so we're grateful for that. I'm going to go around. Shane, can you help me out here? Take the mic to our elders. I'm going to sit down for a moment, and each one of them can share a little something they're thankful for if they desire.
I think we should, it's time to air our grievances, and I've got a lot. No. I think if we had a night of grievances in the church, this should be and would be a very, very short service. So a night of praise and blessings is going to be a little bit longer. I personally have been blessed. I'm going to do this in several levels. One, on a personal level. Some of you have experienced this as well, to get to see a grandchild immersed into Christ. And that's a great blessing. and thankful for that. On an aspect, from another level, I sit on the board of the Woodburn Christian Children's Home Board of Directors, and I get to see and I get to hear the reputation that the Harlan Church is developing in the community. In one of our last meetings, after we had been discussing the new house parents and this applies to both of those as well as Dylan working there and many others, one of the gentlemen said, we need to thank Rick for Harlan raising all these people. And I said, no, don't thank me. You thank the Lord. So I just kind of, I'm saying that so that you get that feeling of the blessing that I got to have in experiencing that, because these people are seeing what's going on here. And that is, as I was talking today in my class, that is because of examples that are being set. It's not just about the preaching of the word, you know, and the teaching and us getting up there and reading scripture to you over and over again. What it is that because that the word of God is taking root and growing and producing in the lives of you people, all of us working together, as Dave said, working as a unit. And so from that level, as an elder as well, it's just a tremendous blessing. And it just reminds me of what Paul wrote, and it means so much when he said, I thank God in Philippians 1, I thank God every time I remember you. I always pray with joy in my every prayer for all of you because of your participation in the gospel from the first day until now. For I'm sure of this very thing, that the one who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. For it is right for me to think about this, about all of you, because I have you in my heart. And so the blessing is to be referred to as a child of God, as part of the Church of Christ, and even to be part of the brotherhood here at Harlan, and how just a great blessing that is in my life and my wife's life together as we get to experience that. So thank you.
I'm so thankful for so many things about this congregation that it's hard to even start in. But I'm especially thankful for the people of the congregation who are willing to step in when there's a need met and step in and do it. And we have so many here that work so tirelessly. I always appreciate Brother Dave, what he does and how hard he works. And not only him, but our deacons, they are tirelessly working. They do a great job. And there's just, all you people are so lovely that I just can't hardly stop from praising you all for what you do and what you back the leaders and how they can go forth toward God's word. And we all work and remember that we got to keep the devil out of our work, and he will step in some way, somehow, but we can handle him if we put God's word first and step forth. I thank you all and love you all and want to do the best for you.
Yeah, what a blessing this congregation has been, and it will continue to be. And as soon as Rick started those verses, I had my finger in the Bible right there for the same verses, because it's so true. We Today we, my wife and I and others have shared as well as helping in different congregations and with preaching or playing piano or whatever that aspect is. And that's because of what's been done before. And they know that they can call on the congregation here to help in those situations. And we're going to have some of that coming up in the next few months, especially with a couple congregations here. And in even the opportunities we have at local nursing homes as well, and being able to share with that. So that all is part of and because of the love of Christ, and that others can see that. And instead of them, searching, usually Harlan is the first call that they make. And that's because of what we've shared and what's been shared for many generations past. This just didn't start with a generation here. It started many generations ago with faithful families and members for many years here at Harlan. And our prayer is that we keep that going and keep that love of Christ being shown throughout the community. And just it's been a blessing. And we just look forward to the many things that God has in store for us here. And if we put our efforts forward for Him, the blessings will continue to flow as they have. And so that's our blessing and praise that we have. We think of this congregation as well. And just the love that it shows throughout for one another. So continue to do that as we strive and we go into the new year.
Yeah, I'm going to start out on a personal note. When Dave asked about blessings, the last few years have been kind of rough in our family with the things that Rhonda's been going through. And even though people don't understand what we've been going through, they understand what we've been going through, if that makes any sense. They've been compassionate, helped us out in different ways. Even this year when she had her surgery and Courtney had her surgery and all the meals that were given, it's not that I couldn't cook, but it's just one less thing you got to think about. You know what I mean? When you think of those meals, it's not a matter of does somebody, can't somebody fix it for them? Well, yeah, but that's just one less thing you've got to even think about to plan with, right? A blessing on that note is that Rhonda's episodes have slowed down quite a bit. I think back to February when we were down at Gatlinburg, the day we walked through Gatlinburg, she passed out 12 times, and I had to squirt her in the face 12 times to get her to wake up. But since then, it's way fewer and far between. It doesn't happen near as much. So that's a great blessing. I mean, like I was talking to Dave earlier, it's real easy to look back and say, oh, woe is me. But it's a tremendous blessing that those things have slowed. You've been a tremendous blessing to us. He had mentioned about the cards. What a tremendous boost when she gets cards from people and the youth group sent cards. That's amazing. The youth group themselves, you don't realize this, but I don't post on Facebook much. I'm a creeper. So I watch what goes on though, right? And whenever you guys have something that happens and they post pictures on Facebook, it does my heart good to see that. That's a tremendous blessing to me to see that you guys are getting together, because like Ryan said, it's important that you get together and stay together, and it's important that you get that ingrained in you now so that when you get older, you still stay together and stick together as a church, because he's right. You're the church now. If you've been baptized into Christ, you are part of the church. You were added to the church, and that's a tremendous blessing to me. Another thing that's a tremendous blessing to me our Dave and my fellow elders, when we have a problem or we get together and meet. I've heard of horror stories of leadership in congregations where they can't agree on things and they actually get into fist fights over things. It's crazy. This group of guys that I get to work with, it's amazing how we just use the Word of God to work situations out. And I want to personally thank you guys for being that. Another thing that's a tremendous blessing to me is our deacons here. It's absolutely amazing to me. All we have to do is mention that something might need to get done or just discuss something. Let's think about doing this. Next thing you know, it's done. It's a tremendous group of guys that know their role and want to serve God in that capacity. So that's another tremendous blessing. This congregation, as has been mentioned several times, is a tremendous blessing, not only to me and my family, but to the community around us. And as for the reputation that Rick was talking about, we have a reputation that's growing and growing among other congregations too. When you go to places like Hillsboro and these different get-togethers with area churches, a lot of them know us. And what they know is that we have a strong congregation here. And as Coop said, it blows my mind that a lot of these places, the first place they'll call if they need somebody to preach or to teach or to play the piano or to help out, they know they can call us. They know that we're going to help them. And they know we have qualified individuals here who can do it. And it all goes back to our stance on the Word of God. What a tremendous blessing it is that as a congregation, we stand so strong on that Word of God. So what a blessing, a tremendous blessing it's been, especially this last year here, looking back on the things that we've done. And as I look forward to the future, it's going to continue to be a tremendous blessing. Thank you all for serving like you do. Thanks.
Is there anybody that would like to have something they'd like to share? If so, that's fine. If not, understand as well. Tom, you always have something you want to talk about. Didn't Rick? Yeah.
Again, I kind of forgot it, but you may not know this. There's an older gentleman that comes in on Sunday mornings. He sits over here by mom and dad. His name's Raleigh Johnson. And if you're clear over there, you know, you may never, ever see him, you know. But him and his wife attended here many, many years ago. And for whatever reason, it's not important. They left, went to different places. And his wife, Rosie, who recently passed away, was wanting to come back. Before she passed away, and it didn't happen because of her health and different things. And after that, Raleigh has started coming, and he just cannot believe it. One of the things the terminology told me, he says, "Man, you guys really got it going on here." And mom just told me the other, I think it was today, our dad, he made the comment, he says, "Well, I'm back to stay, and I'm never ever going." And some of that's because of maybe some of these people on this side. I'm not discounting you people over there. You're okay. All right, you're okay. Every once in a while, come over and see us. Sit on the right side, even though we're on the left side, but sit on the right side. But anyway, no. A lot of these people made him. Yeah. I'm as guilty. But anyway, you made him feel at home. You know, and not just like an old man coming into a church building, you know. And so I just, again, another blessing.
Jane. Eric.
Yeah, I just listened to George and Dave and Gary and Cy and Rick talk about hearing different things from other congregations and in our area. But what I think is even more amazing is a couple different things that I've heard throughout this last year, and a year that's probably been probably emotionally one of the most difficult years, if probably not the most difficult year of my life, with starting off a year ago with knee surgery, losing dad on my 40th birthday, having to be told I'm probably never going to be throwing pitches again in my life, to being emergency surgery, and thinking about the outpouring love, texts and phone calls and things that I get, and not just from here, but from many different preachers that we've had come into our congregation. But a couple things that stuck out to me is when we were at the Ohio Bible Conference, sitting at breakfast in the morning, and Tony Sullivan is there talking to another gentleman who was going to be speaking that day. And Tony Sullivan looks at him and says, "Hey," and taps Dave on the side and says, "Just to let you know, if this guy," talking about Dave, he goes, "this guy, the Heartland Church of Christ, ever calls you and wants you to come to do a revival, you drop whatever you're doing, you go." And he said, they know how to do things there. And that's quite a compliment coming from somebody who his job is visiting congregations and preaching and being a traveling speaker. And I've heard from people on the day of my dad's funeral here, watching people that don't attend church, watching what our congregation did to tear down from the funeral dinner to set up for the annual meeting for the children's home, and literally the matter of minutes. And they just sat there in amazement because there was no arguing, there's no debating. It was, we all have a job to do and let's get it done. And this was coming from somebody who works in setting up events. She was amazed on how things got set up. And then I've heard from kids talk about being prepared, and without mentioning any names, nothing stuck with me more so about being prepared and looking at the elders, and not just the elders of the congregation as the leadership, but looking at the elders and the older people in our congregation and the example they've set. There is actually a kid who said, "I wear a polo shirt every service simply because I never know when I might be needed." Understanding he may not even be on the list, but there could be an opportunity that he may need to serve, and he's recognized through the example that's been set to him, I need to come prepared. And those are just amazing things to me that we've been able to hear, like I said, from inside our congregation, from people who don't even attend church, and then to people who travel all over about our congregation. It's just a blessing to be a benefit, to be a part of, and it benefits my life spiritually to be here. So thank you.
Anyone else? Give Shane a round of applause for all that. And by no means do I think that if you didn't say something that you don't have anything to be grateful for. I know the congregation. I know everybody better than that. It does do well to hear it, I think. That is the thing I took from last year. This is not our traditional type of a Sunday night service, but I think it helps to restore in us our faith in each other while we're serving the Lord, just to take those things and as George had shared, he made mention of those that can do things. I'm thankful for all those willing to do things. Not to take away from that, I understand what George was saying, that we have those that can, and we're blessed to have that. But I know a lot of places too that have those that can, but aren't willing. And so to have that willing attitude to serve on whatever capacity that might be, just pray that our time with the Lord, when we're together, helps us for the times that when we're apart. So thank you all for your comments, sharing with us. And hopefully, at least maybe in your mind, you may not have said it out loud, but you've got things that you're praising the Lord for, that you consider to be true blessings in your life. Or maybe there's things that we need to work at that'll be a blessing next year, that'll be a praise that we can share next year. Don't ever grow content in this area. Always be looking to push on. So with that said, share in the plan of salvation as we come to a close. If there's anyone here that needs more help in understanding, believing in Jesus Christ, if there are those that need to repent to come to that obedient place in our life as we come to Him in faith and obedience, making a confession of who He is, and then being immersed into Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, we'd be so happy to help you in that journey if that's one that needs to start tonight. And then be faithful as the rest of us are just trying to be. We stand as Josh leads us. Yeah, Josh leads us in our song.
Eat good food and give or receive gifts. Christmas is a very enjoyable time of the year, and there's nothing wrong with celebrating. The true reason for Christmas is to celebrate.